Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And as you breathe in, imagine if you can, God breathing his very breath of life into your nostrils as he did the very first human. As you breathe in, imagine receiving all that is entailed in the life of God given to us. Take a moment and just invite God into the reality of where you are. Where you are emotionally, spiritually, relationally, the things that are heavy on your heart. Perhaps you're in a moment or a season of great joy and excitement and connection. Perhaps you're in a moment of frustration, loneliness, hurt. Perhaps there's a relationship that's heavy on your heart. Maybe you're in the midst of a wrestle with sin. Believing that God is a good, loving Father who is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, just invite him into the reality of where you are, knowing that he already knows. Today we're going to meditate on and pray through a prayer that Jesus prayed that's saturated in the truths of the gospel, intended for his followers, asking that we would be one. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak through your word, that you would make it alive and active in our hearts and minds right now. When Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." Just allow God's Spirit to take your imagination and bring you back to that night. That night just before Jesus went to the garden and was betrayed by Judas. He was taken into custody, arrested, put on trial, beaten, mocked, tortured, crucified. Hear his prayer through that backdrop. "Father, the hour has come. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, Father, the only true God, and Jesus, the anointed, whom you have sent. Take in a long, slow, deep breath and internalize eternal life from Jesus' perspective. That we know God the Father, and that we know intimately Jesus, the anointed, whom the Father sent. That we would be intimately connected in relationship. Just pray for that right now. God, we ask for that life, that eternal life, to be present here and now as you draw us into more deeply abiding relationship with you. Help us abide. Jesus continued, I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. God's Spirit to speak that truth into your heart and reverberate through your body that you are His. That you belong to God. Reality that you would call me your own, that you would not be ashamed for me to be a part of your family. Thank you. Jesus said, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Father. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. God, would you keep us in your name today? Would you embrace us in yourself today? And as you draw us to yourself, would you make us one? Would you remove the barriers that hinder our unity? Would you make us one in ways that we haven't even considered? Maybe take a moment, just ask God to reveal if there are any obstacles in the way of your unity with your community. Thank you. Now I am coming to you. And these things I speak in the world, I speak them so that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Spirit, wash these words over us and stir within us the joy of Jesus. Make it full. Make it complete. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Yes, Lord, keep us from the evil one. Protect us from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. God, would you answer this prayer of Jesus? That you would sanctify us, that you would bring us into maturity. That you would make us look more and more like Jesus. That you would fill us with the nutrients that produce the fruit of your Spirit. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. God, would you make our unity the greatest sermon we ever preach? Would you make our unity beautiful in the eyes of those who see us? Would you make our love for one another shine beautifully? The way we serve one another, the way that we put one another in front of ourselves. May the world see that on display, your love in us and through us. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you have loved me. God, thank you. Thank you that you love us as you have loved Jesus. That the love that exists within you, Father, Son, and Spirit, thank you that that is poured out to us. God, make that love alive and active in our hearts and minds. Make it alive and active in our midst. May we, in response to your love, demonstrated by your life, your death, and your resurrection, may that love stir within us a response to love. And may that echo into our world today. We cannot do this on our own. Jesus, make us one. And we ask these things in your powerful name that can make them so. Jesus.